This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What did the big bank behind the launch of Facebook's stock know? When did it know it? And just who did it tell? Morgan Stanley and Facebook are on the hot seat as lawyers representing investors prepare to sue over how the public offering of stock was handled. Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore joins us live in the studio. Hello, Heidi.
Hi, David.
What is all this about?
Well, Facebook apparently tipped off its banks that it would miss its earnings estimates. And those banks tipped off some sophisticated investors, but they didn't tell everybody else. Everybody else had to make do with a vague blurb in an official filing that Facebook was having trouble making money on its mobile business. So it's kind of the 1% and the 99%. The people at the top of the food chain knew something was wrong and everyone else did not.
Now, if this proves to be true, that doesn't sound very fair that some investors got access to what could be some very crucial information.
Right. It would explain the selling of Facebook stock for 3 days, that downward pressure, you know, 20% down. It's also kind of ironic. Facebook couldn't figure out the privacy settings for investors. They didn't know who needed to know what. It's really not playing ball. It's in a gray area of securities laws, but they shouldn't have done it. It's just bad news.
But if this new information became available to Facebook after the official deadline that Facebook was up against for filing with the government, maybe it didn't have to tell the world.
Well, it's a gray area. I mean, in spirit, you want to go out. If you're the people's IPO, if you're Facebook with 900 million users, don't you want to treat people fairly? I mean, isn't that part of the spirit of it? So even if they get out of the, you know, the kind of technical legal issues, it just says something about, you know, what the company, how the company treats its investors. And that's what it's going to have to watch out for.
Briefly now, no one ever advertised the launch of Facebook stock as a sure bet for short-term investors. Some people feel they got burned, but now they're complaining.
Yeah, tough luck. I mean, really, if you bought into Facebook stock, you probably were waiting to make a ton of money really quickly. If that didn't happen for you, no one feels for you.
Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, thank you very much.
Thank you.